You are listening to episode 127 of the Walking Leader Podcast. That is this episode number. My name is David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader, and I welcome you. Today's topic, this episode's topic is about it's 2019, so what now? What do we do? Simple. The year is underway, well underway now. There's no turning back. We couldn't turn back if we wanted to, and that's just the way things are. So what are we going to do? We're going to go forward. We're going to let go of the past. We're going to go forward into the untapped uncertainty of 2019. We're going to share the opportunities that are coming with those that are important to us in 2019, and we're going to focus on how you're going to focus on how you will fit in with this new year, with this year, 2019, moving towards 2020. And of course, as always, you're going to have to work to keep your eye on the prize. See, the first thing we need to do is, again, you know, we still have trouble. I know I have trouble. I've done it a couple of times already where I've signed in, you know, today's date and then 2018. And it's like, well, no, it's 2019. So we go back and correct ourselves. And we have to correct ourselves. We recognize that the past is gone. 2018 and all the other years before it are gone. You cannot change the past. You cannot change the past. I can't change the past. None of us can change the past. However, what we can change is we can change the future. And we know this. We know this because the actions we take right here, right now, at this moment, are going to direct our future. Everything we do in this moment directs our future. See, the past is done. We can't change it. It's written. It's set in stone. But the future is uncertain, and we can control that uncertainty because of what we do here today. Now, also know that if you never let go of the past, then you're most certainly not going to change the future. Most of all, your future. Everybody else that's changing their future, making things happen for themselves, is because they've let go of the past. They haven't bogged themselves down. They haven't rooted themselves down into the past. They are in the moment. They are in the here, the now, the right now. And what they're doing now is, again, they're looking forward. They're looking over the horizon. And they're saying, well, will this affect what my end goal is, what I want to do? And yes, the answer is yes. Everything you do will affect your end goal, whatever it is. So no, taking that with you, look forward to those untapped uncertainties of 2019. And let's call it an adventure. And let's call it an adventure for a reason. 2019 is going to be an adventure. See, while the future is uncertain and unwritten, it certainly will be an adventure if we go into the mindset of having it become an adventure. Not just a journey, not just a destination to get to 2020, then we repeat the process again to get to 2021. No, it's going to be an adventure. Every day is going to be an adventure. So you treat the new year, this year, this as a new journey, as a new adventure to an undiscovered country. And again, you know, taking liberties there, but it's an undiscovered country. This new year, we don't know what's going to happen. We think we know. We see things happening, and it's like, well, can it be that way? No, we can change those things. So you, your family, your friends, your team, the team you lead, are all on that journey together. You're the focal point because you're the leader. So your family, your friends, and the team that you lead are on that journey together. Everybody is. And consider it. Consider that journey a voyage of discovery, and again, taking some liberties, but it's a voyage of discovery. And have that mindset. Have the mindset that you will encounter change every step of the way, every single day is always something new. So go into that and have that in your mind, that you're going to encounter change. And the sooner you accept that, the sooner things are going to start happening for you. The sooner your life will start changing. The future will start changing. And again, realize that it's not just you, because you're taking your friends, your family, your team, yourself on this journey. While you might consider yourself a team of one, you have to realize that these opportunities that are coming in 2019, you're going to have to you're going to have to share them with everybody. But you're also, why do you share it with everybody? Because you're part of a larger team. You're the team in your family. You're the team with your friends. You're a team with your teams, your coworkers, your peers, those you lead, those you report to. Everybody's a team. So that means that because you're part of a team, it means you cannot do it or go at it alone. You cannot. So ensure that you and your team are sharing in those opportunities that are coming. And they're going to come faster than you think. They're coming constantly now. Why? Because, well, shared opportunities means that you are leaving no stone unturned and you are exploiting every opportunity to its fullest. That's right. You have to not only share it, but you also have to exploit those opportunities and make sure you're getting the most out of it. Because what if you left a stone unturned and underneath that stone was this 10-carat diamond and nobody looked it over because, well, you didn't have other people helping you. You weren't helping other people on their journey. They weren't helping you in your journey because you wanted to be a team of one. And that one stone with the 10-carat diamond underneath it is gone. That opportunity is gone because now you've moved on. So you see what I'm saying? Share the opportunities with everyone. Everyone is part of your team. You're part of a team. And you're going to be able to fully exploit every opportunity as it comes in 2019. Next, you're going to focus on how you will fit in within 2019. And how do you do that? How do you fit in with 2019? Well, guess what? You bust out, you dust off that old personal mission statement. You remember that mission statement. I know, I've got one back in my 7 Habits of Highly Effective People day. But I have it. And occasionally I'll stumble across it. But guess what? In 2019, now, right now, this early part, first quarter of 2019 is the great time to take a couple of minutes and pull it out, find it, dust it off, revisit that personal mission statement, work on it, correct it, update it, bring it up to date, because who knows, maybe you've got a couple of new things that you're responsible for, new people you're responsible for. So update that. Guess what else? Update your family mission statement. And if there is no family mission statement, then guess what? It's you've got a personal one. You've got a business one. So why not have a family mission statement? Our mission is to succeed, to grow together, learn together, to face any challenges together. That's a family. So make that. Create that. And if you have one, kudos to you. Congratulations, but it is time to update it. And if you're updating it, again, even more kudos to you. But get out there. That's how you're going to fit into 2019 and beyond. You update your personal mission statement. You update your family mission statement. And of course, your business mission statement must be brought up to date. If it's still living in 1974, guess what? It's way overdue. If it's still living, you know, in the last century, it's way overdue to be updated. So get together with somebody, get it put together, bring it up to date. And if it's only just 2 years old, then guess what? A lot has happened in 2 years, and you can just look at the current events to see how much has happened. So update your business mission statement. And then lastly, develop a comprehensive vision statement for yourself. A vision statement, what you see. The vision statement, what your future is. And does it involve work-life balance? Work-life balance, does it? Is there, what do you do to get people to buy into it? And what about those that need to opt out? Because there will be people that need to opt out at some point. But that's part of the vision. You're trying to succeed. You're trying to get there. You're trying to accomplish the mission. But how do you accomplish the mission? With the vision. How you see yourself getting there. The journey you're going to take. The path you're going to take. The changes and the opportunities are going to come your way. So that leads me to keeping your eye on the prize. And your prize is 2020 and the future. And the next year we're going to do this again and the prize will be 2021. See, be mindful that success has to be achieved every single day. Success has to be achieved every single day. Achieving success happens every single day. You have to build upon yesterday's successes to create today's success. See, yesterday's success is the benchmark. Yesterday's success is the standard. It's the bar by which it's set for tomorrow, for today. So focus on yourself. Focus on your family. Focus on your team. Now, notice what I said right there in that order. Focus on yourself. Focus on your family. Focus on your team. Folks, I know a lot of people say, no, family comes first or my business comes first. I get that. But if you're not taking care of yourself, and you've heard this before, if you're not taking care of yourself, you are worthless to your family, you are worthless to your team, you're worthless to your business. You have to focus on yourself first. Yes, I know it sounds a little conceited, it sounds a little self-centered, it sounds a little selfish, but you have to take care of yourself. What good are you if you're operating at 80%? What good are you if you're only operating at 50%? What good are you if you're not operating at all because you're gone? Because you didn't take care of yourself. So focus on yourself. That's how you keep your eye on the prize. Your family, your team. Then you focus on your family because they're your biggest, strongest supporters. And then your teams, because that's how everybody's going to succeed. So pay attention also. Pay attention, and I'm going to say this, pay attention to the naysayers to ensure that you can properly identify them and then cut them loose. Now, what do I mean by properly identifying your naysayers? Well, what if someone is just blowing off a little steam or has grown into a full-blown antagonist, a hater? What do you do then? Well, you have to decide, are they on board or are they not on board? If somebody's just blowing off steam, by all means, everybody has to blow off steam. Oh, I don't believe in this. And then 5 minutes later, they're knee-deep in it, working, hustling, grinding, making it happen for you, for themselves. So that's what I'm saying. Pay attention to the naysayers to ensure that you can properly identify them. And then cut those that you've identified as proper naysayers. You cut them loose, your full-blown antagonists, your haters. Because there is no time to be bogged down by those haters, by those antagonists. Either they're on board with you or they're not. And that's harsh. I get it. But again, how are you going to succeed if people are constantly pulling you down? If people are not allowing you to get things done, if you are being, you're more worried about what your neighbor thinks than what you need to be doing, you've got a problem. So that's why you've got to cut them loose. There's also no time for something else. There's no time for lollygagging. 365 days go by in a blink of an eye. Look what happened in 2018. It's gone. 2017. 2016 is a blur. Therefore, why are you bogging yourself down by losing track, losing focus, paying too much time and attention to win back naysayers? There's no need for that. That's called lollygagging. That's just wasting time. Don't lose focus. Don't lose track. Don't waste time on those that are not coming back. 365 days is all we have in this calendar year, and they're already spent. And the clock is still ticking. So you need to do what it takes. You need to step up in 2019. It's here. You have to let go of the past. Last year, the years before, and all those years. And those that are gone are gone. They're gone for a reason. Sure, sometimes we might not have liked that they were gone, but they're gone. However, turn that attention the other way. Look forward to the untapped uncertainty of 2019 and all the opportunities that are coming with 2019. Share those opportunities. Share those coming opportunities with your family, with your team, and succeed. That's how you succeed. And of course, focus on how you're going to fit in with all this year. And of course, that means taking some time for yourself and understanding that you've got to develop your own mission statement, your family mission statement, the business mission statement, and the vision statements. They all work together, and they're all for one cause, and that's for success, personal success. And folks, the very last thing you need to do to get into 2019 and make it win and make it happen for you is to focus on the prize, your prize. Keep your eye on the prize. Focus. Don't lose track. Don't waste time. Don't lose focus. Because now it's 2019 and it's time to get to work. So let's get to work. Folks, my name is David Guerra. I am the author of The Walk-In Leader and Great to Follow. And I want to hear back from you. Tell me what you think of this episode, what I just shared with you, how 2019 is going to be a success for you. Because you have to make it a success. It's not going to be handed to you. Those days are gone. You're no longer a kid. You're now an adult. You've got responsibilities. You've got things that have to get done on time. And losing focus, losing track is a great way to just throw all that fall by the wayside. And then what have you got? Nope. Let's keep our eye on the prize. Let me know what you think. DavidDaveGuerra.com and on Twitter at DaveGuerra, DaveGuerra. I want to hear from you. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening to the Walking Leader podcast. It would mean a lot to me if you were to take a moment and leave a rating on iTunes. See, your word is gold to me, pure gold, and I appreciate you. I always have, and I always will.